Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 4. The scriptures there tell us, says that, it says, behold, his soul which is lifted up is not upright in him, but the just shall live by his faith. We said that this word live is the Greek word zo or zesomai. Hallelujah. And it means to live, to thrive, to live unto God, to spend one's existence here, to prosper, to be blessed, to be satisfied. So if you're not prospering, something's wrong with your faith. If you're not blessed as you should, something's wrong with your faith walk. You're not satisfied. And it says to spend one's life and not die or perish, to restore from sickness, to stay well, to revive, to give life, to have eternal life, to live in it, to be active, to have enduring hope. All these things we do by faith. We receive from God by faith. We walk with God by faith. If we refuse to walk by faith, we will not please God. Hebrews 11:6 says, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Hallelujah. We have to have faith. Amen. Now, every one of us does already have faith in a measure. God has dealt to each and every one of us the measure of faith. The Bible tells us that in Romans chapter 12. I say through the grace given unto me to every man that is among you not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according as God had dealt to every man the measure of faith. Now, when he says this, some people tend to think that he's talking about every man upon the earth. No, he's talking about those that are in Christ. Amen? Now, how do we know that? If you go to the beginning of the script of this epistle, you see where he says who he is speaking to. Praise the Lord Jesus. So he couldn't have just come toward the end of the epistle and then began to talk to everybody. He's talking to believers there, amen? And we talked about also how to retain our faith. Let me move forward. How to retain healing when we get healing, how to retain it. We spoke a little bit about things why people do not receive, amen? And then today I'm going to be talking about the hindrances, things that hinder faith. One of it is the company you keep. The company you keep. When you keep a wrong company, it will destroy your faith. If you keep the right company, your faith will walk. The Bible says that he that walketh with the wise shall be wise, but a companion of fools shall be destroyed. So if you're keeping company with the right people, wisdom will come to you. Your faith will grow, especially you're keeping company with believers. This is the very reason why God said to us that we should not forsake the gathering of ourselves together as the manner of some is. Hallelujah. Because when they don't keep the company of fellow believers, the enemy comes in and tells them things they ought not to hear. And sometimes, most times people believe those things. So the company you keep is vital. And let's go to 2 Corinthians 6, verse 14, and see this instruction under the new covenant. The new covenant, we have instructions. Instructions are vital for miracles. Instructions, following divine instructions, are vital. All right? We follow what God said, we get the result that God talks about. We refuse to follow what God says, we are not entitled to the results that he talks about. Verse 14 says, be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers, for what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion hath light with darkness? And what concord hath Christ with Belial? And what part hath he that believeth with an infidel? And what agreement had the temple of God with idols? For ye are the temple of the living God, as God had said, I will dwell in them, and I will walk in them, and I'll be their God, and they shall be my people. So verse 17 says, wherefore come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you, and I'll be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty. Praise the Lord Jesus. Now, we're going to look at, this is the instruction he's giving us for various reasons, and good reasons at that. God is our Father. When he tells us something, he's saying it for a very important reason. And we see that in the Old Testament, we're going to look there in a minute, things that happened when people didn't obey his instructions. In 1 Kings chapter 11, we're going to start it from verse 1. It's about King Solomon loved many strange women, together with the daughter of Pharaoh, women of the Moabites, Ammonites, Edomites, Zidonians, and Hittites, of the nations concerning which the Lord said unto the children of Israel, ye shall not go in to them, neither shall they come in unto you, for surely they will turn away your heart after their gods. Solomon cleaved unto these in love. The company you keep. He had 700 wives, princesses, 700 princesses, 300 concubines, and his wives turned away his heart. For it came to pass when Solomon was old that his wives turned away his heart after other gods. His heart was not perfect with the Lord his God, as was the heart of David his father. For Solomon went after Ashtaroth, the goddess of the Zidonians, and after Milcom, the abomination of the Ammonites. And Solomon did evil in the sight of the Lord, and went not fully after the Lord, as did David his father, when he became old. What greater company can you keep than your spouse? Nehemiah chapter 13, verse 26. Did not Solomon, king of Israel, sin by these things? Yet among many nations was there no king like him, who was beloved of his God, and God made him king over all Israel. Nevertheless, even him did outlandish women cause to sin. So the issue with that is the company he was keeping messed with him. And the company you keep is going to affect what you hear. Oh, don't mind that preacher. All he's after is your money, and he'll be telling you what to do. Because of it, you won't tithe. Because of it, you won't give of your offering. But you're expecting a mighty harvest. A beloved preacher said something. He said, if you keep confessing God's word over your finances, and you don't give of your tithes and your offering, you're merely pouring water upon the ground, and after a while, all you have is erosion. No harvest. Hallelujah. Because all those negative things you're hearing, they came from bad company. They will destroy the person eventually. They will hinder your faith so that it will not work. In Numbers chapter 13, can we go verse 27? And they told him and said, we came unto the land whither thou sendest us, and surely it floweth with milk and honey. This is the fruit of it. They should have stopped there. Nevertheless, the people be strong that dwell in the land. He said, don't mind them. They talk about healing and all of that. I know a preacher. He died of the sickness wherein he was sick. I know another preacher. In fact, I can tell you. In fact, you know, they tell you all these things that they're telling you doesn't work and all of that. They are destroying your faith. You'll be foolish to keep listening to that kind of thing. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So also fear comes by hearing. Hearing by the word of the devil. Glory be to God. Let's go back to that scripture. Nevertheless, the people who are strong that dwell in the land, and the cities are walled. very great. Moreover, we saw the sons of Anak there. The Amalekites dwell in the land of the south, and the Hittites and the Jebusites and the Amorites dwell in the mountains, and the Canaanites dwell by the sea, by the coast of Jordan. And Caleb stilled the people before Moses and said, let us go up at once and possess it, for we are well able to overcome it. But the men that went up with him said, we be not able to go up against the people, for they are stronger than we. And they brought up an evil report of the land which they had searched unto the children of Israel, saying, the land through which we have gone to search it is a land that eateth up the inhabitants thereof. And all the people that we saw in it are men of a great stature. And we saw the giants, the sons of Anak, which come of the giants. We were in our own sight as grasshoppers, and so we were in their sight. And all the congregation lifted up their voice and cried, and the people wept that night. They hadn't even seen the people. It was a report. They were crying, making a lot of noise, wailing, 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 wailing. And they were talking about stoning Moses after a while. In the book of Deuteronomy chapter 1, let's go to verse 27, we're going to see the effect of this thing. And the moment, this was Moses giving a report, an account of the behavior of the people shortly before his departure. He said, you murmured in your tents and said, because the Lord hated us and he had brought us forth out of the land of Egypt to deliver us into the hand of the Amorites to destroy us, where shall we go up? Our brethren have discouraged our hearts, saying the people is greater and taller than we. The cities are great and walled up to heaven. They added to it. Moreover, we have seen the sons of Anakims there. Then I said unto you, dread not, neither be afraid of them. The translation says, they made our hearts to melt. They made us afraid. They made the people afraid. Their hearts melted. How did it melt? Did they see the people? No. The report. The last person I saw with this kind of thing you're seeing, he died. In fact, I know 5 preachers who have died. Proverbs 19, verse 27. Cease, my son, to hear the instructions that causeth to err from the words of knowledge. The things that hinder you, these things that frighten you, these things that make you not believe God, things that make you not take God seriously, any company you keep that causes that to happen, avoid them. Avoid them. For your own good. Avoid them for your own good so that your faith will work. Avoid them. He said, are you keeping malice? You think you're better than us? Leave them alone. Hallelujah. Stop walking with the wrong people. Doesn't matter what the color they are, you know, you will not excel as long as you're thinking like that. You won't read. And when people read, they're trying to go to school, you're stopping them. So people like us don't go to those places. You think you're better than us now? When you try to dress well, they will stop you. You must look crazy, crazy. Crazy is nobody's culture. Follow that which is good. So mind the kind of, don't walk with the wrong people. They will give you a wrong mindset and it will hinder you. There's no need to go to school. That's a stupid thing. Don't listen to it. I know Johnny. Johnny didn't, you know, go to school. He made a lot of money and all that. A statistic of 1 in 1,000,000. You want to use it. Don't do that. The wrong company will destroy you. The wrong hearing, the wrong thing, an evil report. What's an evil report? A report that is contrary to what the Word of God says. Some of us are very brilliant. One of the greatest gifts that you can have is the fact that you love to read. When you repeat an evil report, it destroys your own faith. You're repeating that thing that is, because it's not true. It's not spiritually factual. When you repeat it, you deceive yourself. The Bible says, deceiving and being deceived. Those who deceive others are themselves being deceived. When you are saying those things, you are deceiving your spirit. You're destroying the things that God sowed in your life. You're bringing thorns into it to choke the word so it will become unfruitful, because you are born of God's word. Hallelujah. You will shorten the hand of God. The Bible says that evil communication corrupts good manners. You corrupt the thing that you have. In the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 15, these brethren who were saying that there was no resurrection from the dead. And the Apostle Paul, in dealing with them, now said, he said, don't be deceived. Be not deceived. Evil communications corrupt good manners. It will corrupt that thing. Faith is a good thing. Evil communication, you repeating evil report from other people, will destroy it. Marriages don't work these days. All the men are the same. They're all dogs and all of that. No, don't say that, because you're repeating an evil report and it's not true. Stand on God's word. Believe God's word. Believe God that the things that God said are so. Another thing that hinders people's faith are wrong actions. Wrong actions. Your faith is in the wrong thing. Your faith is in the wrong thing. Bible talks about that. He said, God setteth the solitary in families. He bringeth out those which are bound with chains, but the rebellious dwell in a dry land. They dwell in a dry land. Hallelujah. Jeremiah 17, verse 5. He said, thus saith the Lord, cursed be the man that trusteth in man, and maketh flesh his arm, whose heart departeth from the Lord. He shall be like the heat in the desert, and shall not see when good cometh, but shall inhabit the parched places in the wilderness, in a salt land and not inhabited. You know, when in those days when they fight battles against nations and they want to utterly destroy them, then they salt their land. That way you can't plant anything there and it will grow. The next verse. Blessed is the man that trusted in the Lord, whose hope the Lord is. For he shall be as a tree planted by the waters that spreadeth out his roots by the river, and shall not see when heat cometh, but her leaf shall be green, and shall not be careful in the year of drought, neither shall cease from yielding fruit. That's the person who trusts in God. What does it mean to trust in God? You believe him. You do what he says. You defer to him concerning all things. And how do you defer to God? How do you hear God? Through his word. Let's keep it simple. A lot of people like to hear voices, an angel come, shine light in their room. If that doesn't happen, it's not God. Even Joshua, as big as Joshua, Joshua was the leader of Israel. What did God say to him? This book of the law. This book of the law. This book of the law. The Apostle Paul always talked about books. He said to Timothy, he said, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that had no need to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Not wrongly dividing it, not assuming any, you just come, you assume some things because you heard somebody say it on, you know, Facebook, YouTube or something, just assume it. You didn't go back to check out what the person said, whether it was true or not. You just bought into it because it sounded nice. Jesus said, see to it that you be not deceived. There are people online that say they are Christians, but they are not Christians. If your faith must work, you must do these things. Stop wrong actions. Stop going to check out things to see. is my ear ringing? I just saw an ad on TV. Your ears are ringing and all of that. Is it ringing? Is your AC humming? You know. If you have to search hard to see if your ear is ringing, it's not ringing. And forget about it. Have you never seen an ad? After seeing the ad, all of a sudden, the things they mentioned, they started happening to you. The thing already is that there is fear resident. Don't accommodate fear. Do everything to evict fear from your heart and your mind. Drive it out. Say, I'm not afraid. I'll never be afraid. God is on my side. Listen, your mind might be saying something else. Say, God is on your side. You had a flat on 792 the other day. And just as soon as you left there, your tank ran out. You had to walk back to the gas station. And you say that God is on your side. Ask God on your side. Brother, don't consider that statement. It came from the pit of hell. Don't think about it. Anything that says something that is contrary to the word of God cannot be God. God gave us the scriptures and describe the person that he is in it. He says, I am the Lord and I change not. He says, my covenant will I not break, nor alter the things that have gone out of my lips. It tells you something about the character of God. That thing that he has spoken in his word, God is not going to alter it. Oh, I cursed somebody the other day, so I'm not sure God is on my side. Repent and you be reconciled back to God. And don't mention it again. God is not interested in you rehearsing past mistakes. Some people think that God wants to see all the bad things they've done. God is not interested in your bad report. He wants to get rid of the bad report.